The 132nd Fighter Wing began flying observation planes in 1941 and through the years advanced with the changes in air power, flying such planes as the P-51 Mustang, the F-100, A-7, and now the F-16. Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Tim Acheson admits the thing he'll miss the most is the rush of the fighter jet.
I love going 800 miles an hour with my hair on fire. And that is talk. It's cliche when people say you get high on life, but I love the rush of the fighter jet, and I'm going to miss that.
Some pilots will move to other states to continue flying the F-16, but Acheson will stay in Des Moines to train to fly the unmanned MQ-9 Reaper. Pilot Todd Pierce also plans to stay in Iowa.
I'm a fighter pilot, so it's a little bit disappointing. I'd love to keep flying and be in the jet. Obviously. That being said, I'm ready for the new mission. We'll see what they can throw at us.
The changeover means the Iowa pilots staying here will each get a last ride in an F-16. Acheson already had his, and to his surprise, he didn't shed a tear after landing.
It was very surreal. I was very happy to have a nice career where I didn't hurt myself or hurt anybody else, make any mistakes, but it was all good.
The 21 F-16s based in Des Moines will each eventually be flown to a unit in another state, with the changeover completed sometime this fall. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.